are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you guys were listening to Chillbone, and those songs were Tonight's the Night and Mystic Booty. Good stuff from Chillbone. Well, you're very happy about the title Mystic Booty. You're very excited about that.
I was trying to figure out what they were singing at first. Shake your misty booty was what I was first thing you were saying.
That's what happens when the fissure explodes.
I know. I was thinking that doesn't sound pretty at all.
A little cranky ass. A little cranky ass.
No.
Nobody wants a cranky ass.
Shake your misty booty away from me. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Gross.
Yeah, I think it was more erotic than the way we just described it. But
most things are.
Yes, perhaps not. I don't know. Yeah. Should we do a little scam busters?
Yes.
How many Mr. Davins do you think we're going to get when we visit Ann Jackson here?
What do you think, Joe?
I'm going for four.
Okay.
Four. How about you, Pip?
I'm thinking three.
Three.
I wonder where Tommy at. Tommy's at. Tommy and I usually run the same place.
I know. He usually calls it pretty well. I'm waiting for them to all file in with their Mr. Davins.
Yes. It's not really a show without your Mr. Davin guests.
Mr. Davin! Tom's with me, says three.
I know.
All right.
Going one extra than Tom.
Lisa, what do you think?
Scam Busters!
Lisa says two.
We're trending low.
We're trending low.
What am I? I think I'm the highest.
Who are you going to call?
You are.
Scam Busters!
Yeah.
We're one of the lower ones.
Yeah, but you know what? Not a lot of people going high. It should be going up to 15 and 10.
Who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
Quite the mystery, yeah, we work here. So you got tissue on your face.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
I am afraid of
you. Look like you went down on paper mache. You are right now.
Shh, don't talk about his hobbies like that.
Is he all right now? I can't see the mics in the way.
No, he still has a little bit. Come here.
Ew, I would not touch that office. But that's what we talked about while you were not here. Not plucking you, just plucking women. She was talking about like women having to groom, and I just said, "Well, after 40, they're all disgusting." It was a real people
Scam Busters.
Yes, it was an up with women kind of tribute.
Yes. I said the only reason we keep them around after that is because they're good earners and they still have holes. It was really.
You should see Joe roll his eyes. He's like, "Oh shit, glad I was late."
That's all right. Joe's not going to say like that. He's newly in love again, so you know everything's glorious. Age is of no consequence.
Sucker.
Yeah. Welcome. Come back to the dark side, Joe. You'll remember. You'll know. Get yourself an earner. That's what I always say.
Yeah, get yourself an earner.
She's hot. Who cares? What's she making? Think, man, think. You went for hot when you were young. Now look where you're at. You're moving out. Get yourself an ugly broad who's earning six figures. Joe, take one for the team.
Far from it.
She's far from earning six figures.
Oh, so wealthy.
I'm sorry. Joe's feeling good about himself.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
good.
Joe's in love.
Actually, it's good to see Joe chipper.
Yeah. I guess.
I like it.
I guess, if that's your thing.
When was the last time you saw me with a smile?
It's been a
while.
The
last time you shot a load on a woman's leg.
I was not present for that, thank
Get
God.
Get your pictures. That's going to be on Throwback Thursday. Joe's Facebook page. Here's a picture
God.
Of a thigh, and here's a picture of Joe's boys on her thigh. Ah, quite the swimmers.
When was that? Probably 1989.
Well, that is a Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's do some scam busters. Ann Jackson, March 6, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
Maybe it is true because I contacted RBS International Bank, and I will make sure of it. In fact, I do research and make sure of it. I can tell you the truth that Green, Miller, Eric Boyd, and Brown Cotton are real. I will ask some details from this bank.
Just so God, frustrated.
I can't take any more of this broad. She's stupid.
But she might be a good earner. She had a lot to give away.
No, she's not. No, she's not. Gold bars have been lost.
She's got a point.
So then she sends me this. It's customer complaint, other RBS International. Dear Miss Jackson.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I missed a beat. What's RBS?
That's the bank. That's one of the banks.
Well, it should be Royal Bank of Scotland.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Joe's
thank
absolutely
you.
Correct.
Thank you. I forgot the name.
Yes. And this is from them. I refer to your recent email, and in order for me to take this forward, please could you call me on my direct number, gives them the number, to discuss this issue regards Mrs. A. Luce customer service. And I asked a friend of mine who lives in London, who lives in England, is this an English number? And she said, yes, it appears to be from Jersey in England.
Okay.
So this seems to be the real thing.
All right, interesting.
I was like, this is a loose, like your money. I just thought it was like the scammers having a ha-ha.
Yeah, really.
I don't think they were this time. So I ask her, I go, how did you contact RBS to inquire? What is the email address that he responded to you with? She goes, Mr. Davis, this is not fake. I always do the report sending mail to the official site. This message originates from the RBS group network. And the email, and she sends it to me. Customer complaint, other RBS International. Not the original email, but the text in the email.
Right.
This email originates from RBSINT.com website. Please reply to this message within 2 working days. Forward customer complaint, other RBS International. Telephone contact center, not NatWest telephone, telephony contact center at NatWestOffshore.com. And this website, NatWestOffshore.com, is really RBS.
Wow.
She writes me, I sent the email from official site because it is frozen account. Miller and Green tried to help me. So I sent mail to ask some details. They can check it. Now you can see through things. And
that's what she's asking is Royal Bank of Scotland official email. She's checking with this to find out if this is all legit.
She's trying to get help from them to get her money released. She passed this information. Mill and Green tried to help, so she sent the email.
And I bet she CC'd those numbskulls.
Well, I respond. Well, there's your answer. You notified Green and Miller. Has there been a time when you contacted an official site where you did not notify these people or CC them as to your actions, concerns, or intentions? So she goes on. The Royal Bank of Scotland International Limited and the Isle of Man Limited, the companies, do not accept responsibility for changes made to this mess. This is all part of the email.
Okay.
If you have received this message and error, please contact your IT help desk immediately. 440-1534-285-268. I think that's a legitimate English number.
Well, 44 is country code for England.
Right, but scammers can fake that. Have faked that.
Yeah.
But I think this might be legit. While all reasonable care has been taken to avoid the transmission of viruses, it is the responsibility of the recipient to ensure that the onward transmission, opening, or use of this message and any attachments will not adversely affect its systems or data. No responsibility is accepted by the companies in this regard, and the recipient should carry out such virus and other checks as it considers appropriate. She goes, This email facility is provided by This email facility is provided by the companies which are members of the Royal Bank of Scotland. Calls may be recorded. Please refer to natwestoffshore.com/legalinfo. This is legit.
Yeah, it seems it.
This is actually legit. You know, sometimes she gets the fakies like the but this seems
from Yahoo.
Yeah. Mr. Davin.
Number 3.
Victim A's funds at offshore bank after Brown Cotton froze her criminal's funds. This is why she has to pay for the funds transfer. This is how they work to help the victims.
Wait a minute. She's calling Brown Cotton a she?
No, there was a victim A.
Another victim who
Anne was helping.
Yes.
So she's saying Brown Cotton froze her criminal's funds.
Her criminals.
So whoever scammed victim A.
Oh, Brown Cotton.
The FBI.
Right, so basically, even though everything we're reading is legit from the Royal Bank of Scotland, Brown Cotton froze the assets. Brown Cotton is a scammer.
Right, but she thinks Brown Cotton is the FBI.
Yes.
Excuse me.
I go, it is an advance fee scam. I do not know victim A's situation nearly as well as I know yours, but I think it comes down to, once again, you letting the wrong people know what you are doing.
Yes.
Did she see seeing them?
Yes. So. Right.
I know.
Stupid. Marsh. It's not helping, Joe.
Stupid. Stupid.
Don't be mean. This is not the person to be mean to.
Stupid.
I understand where you're coming from. It's not very nice.
Yeah.
All right. March 7, 2014. This is a conversation between Anne and Miller.
Wait,
like a hyena.
I'm enjoying our show.
Hold on a second.
How dare you?
Hold on a second. Can we count how many fuck yous?
That's a new game.
Yeah, really.
New game.
All right. So Ann Jackson writes, it is okay for me. I need to send mail to Jennifer. And then she gives the, and then Miller gives the actual website for rbsinternational.com.
Okay.
The actual one?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
So Miller goes, Jennifer needs to go there. So saying this is where Jennifer needs to go.
And why would he send her? I'm sorry, I'm sound like I'm listening to a 30s radio show, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's legit. Why you two thieving SOCs
I'm giving her that information. Yeah, yeah.
You need water? No, I'm fine.
No, that's not fine. Do you need a water? I got a bottle of water.
You got a I'll take a bottle of water.
Then why don't you just say yes? We could have avoided this whole thing in the fridge.
I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know where the water is. I don't know you have water in your refrigerator.
Why would I keep it there?
Because I don't know where you keep your water. I don't know if you keep bottled water.
I keep it in a shoe. Drink this, stupid.
I don't know what you do with bottled water.
You think Pip keeps urine in a bottle and brings it to the show, and you can't comprehend?
It's not a glass bottle. I don't know what you have water
for. Here's the thing, Joe. People keep beverage. Let me explain this one more damn time, and I never want to explain this again. People keep beverages in bottles. People keep bottles of beverages in refrigerators. This is how we work in civilization.
I know, but when I got the prep sheet, the beverage menu didn't come with it.
I didn't realize I need to tell you how civilized people work. You cretin.
Obviously, you have to tell them how civilized people work.
I overestimated stupid over there.
No, you didn't.
Why couldn't the bear eat him?
Would have tasted more.
You would have been delicious. A little tough and very bitter, but still.
This is Diet Mountain Dew in the apple juice bottle. It's not antifreeze. You were drinking it yourself.
Right. It really is.
I just need to clarify.
It really, this show really is when McDonald's puts the special needs person on the fryer later. That's what we do with Joe.
My hand feels hot. It's been burning.
Yes!
It's the French fries have fingernails on them.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
That's you on our show. We're doing a good thing.
I think we're trying.
We certainly are.
This is our service to the community.
It really is.
We're so sorry, community.
Because we give Joe this opportunity once a week, he's not licking your window.
You know what? I'm thankful.
Yes. Can I go on, Joe, or do you have any other questions what people do with beverages?
I got a suggestion. Go ahead. Please.
Thank you. Stupid tangent.
Well, it's like the old days. It was on TVQ.
I know.
What, TBQ? We went on a lot of tangents?
Oh, God.
When did we stop? I must have missed that.
No, I don't think
that
there
was. No, we said we had to. We decided we needed to.
Yeah, but those tangents were filled with a lot of bitterness and telling each other to go fuck themselves.
That was a good. We haven't been on one of them for a while.
No. Tom says, welcome to the barrel, Joe. I hope you like what I've done with the place.
Good old stupid versus stupid.
No. You're the only stupid in this battle.
No.
You're stupidabation. Well, now I'm in the barrel. Yeah. That one sucked.
That was brief.
Yeah, that sucked as it left.
What was like to be king for 3 seconds?
Look, just sidestep you away from it and just read. Would you please?
Don't you have some more liquids to spit out into a cup, Joe?
Oh, there's a lip that comes along with it.
Well, there's not going to be on this show. Pip, speak. Joe needs to collect his breath.
I know, but that was a moment.
Yeah, everybody has a role.
See? Yeah, I know.
But you're dealing with the cheery Joe now.
Yeah, I know.
All right, read. Yeah. Don't stare at me like a police dog.
You encountered one of them over the weekend, didn't you? Anyway, Jennifer needs to go there, Miller says. Anne goes, what is it? Miller goes, by train.
What?
What?
What is it? She needs to go there, and Miller says, by train.
Oh, my God. Well, two idiots battling a battle of wits.
Back. Usually you've been flying every place.
Yeah, right?
Times are tough. What's the frequent flyer mile of these people? Everybody's jetting all over the damn place.
I think that Jennifer was a stewardess.
Mm. Yeah, really.
Anne goes, does she have money? Miller goes, she cannot get transport. That's their conversation.
Oh.
Mr. Davin!
Number four!
I go to this page and look for contacts. Yes. And then she gives me the international personal contact number. Then I go contact another site from RBS International, more like different pages on the site. Then I go to how to complain to another page on the RBS site. I sent message to them asking the truth. Then I got reply from the RBS bank. Dear Miss Jackson, I refer you recent email. In order for me to take this forward, please could you call me on my direct number? That's the one I just read.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have more of the customer complaint from RBS. Tells us where it is from. She goes, I sent mail from official site because it is frozen account. Mill and Gree tried to help me. We read that already. Mm-hmm. So she continues. She goes, this is the truth. I can make comment on it. The anti-scam hunters never do anything but only cheat on the victims. I really do not know if the hunters really help the victims. I want to say these people, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Miller, and Green, are real, but I do not like the ways they did to me. So I say. So she's blaming the anti-scammers as the really bad people because they don't.
And
oh boy,
it's so delusional. She, the anti-scammer, she's leading on a wild goose chase.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, she's not realizing that the people that she thinks are officials are scammers. But she still has it in her mind that they're incompetent.
Yeah,
and she can't get it through her head. And like I say, she is. It's the last bit of reality she's trying to hold on to.
Yeah,
because after that's gone, she's all hope is lost.
Yeah,
all hope is lost.
Yeah.
So I go to her, Anne. I really think you have the wrong impression of those who fight scammers. I realize you were their target, and she was. They were going after her. But I really think it has to do with the situation you are involved with. Do me a favor. Humor me, if you will. First, check this page out. It's RBS is for our protection. I send her that page. Then call the number on this page. And I give her another page. It's a security report reporting fraud. Do not tell any of the cast of characters you've been talking with about this.
Don't CC them, you imbecile.
Yeah, really?
Stupid.
Yeah, this is Happy Joe? Really?
you imbecile.
I continue. I do not want them to know what you are doing. When you call, have any names affiliated with the bank at your ready along with any documents. Mm-hmm. Tell them what has happened. I know you have a temper, but you need to remain calm with the people on the phone. Let me know what they say. Best, Davin. That's where I left it with her.
Yeah, I know you have a temper.
I like the way it's like when I have to call a place we might be working. don't yell. I know you have a temper. It'll be tomorrow morning. But anyway.
yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That will be tomorrow morning.
Sure.
But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, it's like, Royal Bank. Fuck you! Oh, no, 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 Anne, no.
So she's still lost. But she's actually made real contact with the real bank.
Yeah.
So if she asks the right questions and provides the right documents, she might get the unfortunate truth.
But will she believe it? She hasn't believed the other truth that the FBI sent her.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll deal with that next week.
Wow.
Shall we go visit my gal?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
All right. So we go to May 20. Oh, actually, I don't have this open up with all the computer things. We go to May 21st of 2014. I'm just trying to get my stuff together. Bear with me. Everything.
Yeah, well, hold on.
No, it's just going to take a minute. No, but why don't you guys summarize where we were last week with this while I open it up?
Alrighty then.
I know. I assumed
you paid attention.
It was late.
Yeah.
It always is.
We both look at each other with our eyeballs really wide. Where did we leave off? You know what? For some reason, as much as I listen to this, like I get involved in it, I can never remember where we left off.
I can't remember it is because I do all the clips. I put up all the iHeart.
Oh, you're way behind.
I know the story, and then I'm back editing another story, so I don't know. I could tell you what happened 2 years ago.
You're the king of flashbacks.
You know?
Yeah, I don't remember.
You don't remember? You guys are really quite the contributors to the show.
It's really sad, but I can't. Well, I'm part of it.
She told me that she had to get out of her apartment in like a week.
Right.
And she was 3 months behind. And I tried offering her these suggestions, and it really wasn't.
Oh, she wasn't taking any of that. Yes. That's right.
You remember now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Not really. Lying pieces of crap. So she asked me how I am. I go, having a brain cramp. How are you? She goes, I'm okay. I go, good. She goes, yeah. I ask how her daughter is, because remember, she had to get off the phone abruptly with me. Not the phone, the texting.
Mm-hmm.
Abruptly, because her daughter came home, and she was a little concerned.
Oh.
Papa, how is Kasha? I know you were concerned yesterday. She goes, yeah, she was playing with her friends, school, and lost crack of time. I was really worried.
Oh, well, I hate it when they're doing drugs that early.
I go, don't worry, sweetie. It happens to all of us. Glad she's good, though. She goes, yes. I spoke with the person who's going to sell my phone. Remember, she's going to sell the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the only way she could get money.
Right.
I spoke to the person who's going to sell my phone, and he says it will be sold by the end of the week.
Uh-huh.
I go, so is this goodbye?
Yeah.
She goes, don't really know. Maybe, maybe not. Sincerely, I hope not. I go, I hope not, too. I thought your sisters were going to help you. Mm-hmm. Remember she said maybe she could get some help from the family? She goes, I thought so too, but they said they didn't have that much money. I guess selling the phone is my last option. Mm-hmm. I go, well, Mavis helping is an option. Remember I told her that
Mavis could get you a job to being a seamstress like you want to be.
Yeah, you could sew, which is what you want to do. She goes, and that's an option I'd rather go without.
Oh, so you'd rather cut off all communication with your honey and not swallow your pride and go get a job, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I go, okay, let me ask you this. If you dislike her, so why did you let her lies about me infect your heart where you started doubting me?
Ooh.
She goes, I didn't doubt you. I was just in a very bad place in my life.
Uh-huh.
I understand. But when I made the commitment to trust and love you, that meant I made it for even when things are really bad for you. Anybody can stand by the one they love when things are good. She goes, I know. I go, do you still want to get married to me at some point? She goes, I want to, but obviously it's going to be very difficult, especially with my husband right here.
He puts a cramp in my style.
Certainly does. Who do you think I'm talking to? You think I'm talking to the girl or the guy? I think I'm talking to the husband.
I think you're talking to the husband now.
Yeah, husband.
She goes, it's going to be very difficult. I go, you say this to me, but I can never remember when a relationship was easy. She goes, you're right. We've always had a difficult relationship, but it will also be good to have an easy one for a change. I go, an easy one? Have you found somebody else? She goes, if I do, I'll let you know.
Oh, wow. If I do, I'll let you know. Not anything nice and reassuring like, oh, honey, I'm not looking for anybody else.
No, because this person is very cut and dry.
Yeah, I'll say.
You know, and he's looking to streamline stuff.
Yep. I'll let you know when I get some new action. I'll let you know.
Because I have not. Because she continues, because I have not. I go, so then we are no longer a couple? She goes, we are. I'm just saying we've always had a difficult one, and I will be fair to have an easy one is all. I go, so what will it be like when I go to Ghana? She goes, tell you the truth, I don't know. Are we going to kill you? Are we going to rape you? Are we going to
roll you?
You know, even though things are kind of cut and dry, they're entertaining you more than they did 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they pretty much...
It wasn't 3 weeks ago. It was several days ago when the
phone... All right. In real time. So let's go with that. Several days ago, they're entertaining you a lot more before the whole Dick El Dorado passing away thing hit.
Yeah.
I think it softened them up. Not that much. Skosh. Well, you're getting a little more wiggle room than you had before it all happened.
It's good to think that Dick didn't die for nothing.
Yeah, you know what? He died for the cause of your relationship.
Yeah, Dick and Mr. Whiskers, they were good eggs.
I still feel awful about that.
Yeah, maybe you should check your spam filter. Dick could still be alive today, stupid.
Spam is killer.
Yeah, it really is. So I ask her what it'll be like when I get to Ghana. She says, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I go, I have no way of reaching you. She goes, reaching me how? I go, I will not have a number to call you. You will not be online. You will not check the lame Facebook page I am relegated to. You do not check your email.
I love the way you threw that in. I won't do that. You won't be able to, that lame Facebook page just lumped in there.
I'm relegated to.
He won't let you go on her main page. That's brilliant, the way you rub that in. Right in the middle.
Here's a little salt.
Yep.
That stinks. And I'm in there.
I know.
Not even on your face. That page that stinks.
I know.
She goes, well, if this phone goes away, all those things will go away with it, I guess. But I will have to. But I will try to be in touch as and when I can. I go, I guess I need to figure out how to get out of this damn porn contract.
Wait.
I'm in a new porn contract.
Oh, so if you get out of the contract, how will that help? Okay. I don't understand.
Do you not know how this works?
I don't understand!
Go to the fryer later.
Look, fingernails.
Maybe it's not the material, Joe. Maybe it's just the delivery.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, she just asked a question.
Yeah.
But she didn't say, can I interrupt? That's how you get my attention.
please, sir.
Finish.
Can I have some more, sir?
I like that. I want the rest of the show done in that British accent.
Yes, sir.
Right. Babe, I can't protect you if I don't know where you are. You need to be careful and very mindful of the company you keep. That's a veiled threat.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I'm saying to her.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, okay, but how does the contract affect me? As if she wanted to know what you were thinking.
I know. Thank you for asking that, Belinda, because I'm not allowed to ask that question. Thank you, Belinda, for reading my mind.
Yeah, I know. I go, I was writing to build our future in a much quicker fashion. I was hoping you could help me write. Don't you remember towards the end of my writing, I could hardly write without you. You became my muse.
Yeah.
That is what I was doing when you came online. I was trying to write, but struggling. Actually, I was writing a comedy roast and struggling. But
and also, when you listen to the clips this week, it's funny how these arguments repeat, because the clips this week, Dab, what
I didn't listen to this week's
clip. All right, I'll give the clips from what's the date of this correspondence?
The one right now?
The one you're reading right now.
May 21st, 2013.
All right, we have November 13th, 2012.
Oh, wow.
And they're going back and forth where Davin sees a priest that Agnes suggested. This is before Belinda.
Right.
That Agnes suggested, and the priest, Father Mulcahy, tells...
Is that what I called him?
tells nice. Davin not to see Agnes anymore.
I remember that.
And not to write porn anymore. So what the bottom line is, from November 13, 2012 to May of 2013... The shenanigans have been going on. And I've noticed it, you know, as I'm doing the clips and as I'm listening to our show in real time, because you think, how does this story progress? This thing just goes in a loop.
But when you hear the clips, you go, oh my God, how is he still pulling this off? Because there was a lot of dead ends that I forgot about that when I listened to the clips that you printed. I'm like, oh wow, how did I get out of that?
Like I said, but when you bring this up, I'm like, my God, they were arguing about this stuff back in November of 2012.
I go, you became my muse. That is what I was doing when you came online. I was trying to write but struggling. She goes, what are the ones that we wrote earlier on? You can publish those ones and give it to them. That will go a long way to solve this crisis.
Wait. So she seems to know. Wait. That's you talking?
No, that's her.
No, that's her.
But remember, when Agnes became Belinda,
yes.
One of the reveals she said was, remember, I didn't really write these porn scripts. My cousin did.
Yeah.
So the cousin was probably the husband.
Yes.
So that's why he knows about
them. Okay.
Because those were not feminine.
They
were so hilarious.
Inside out. Yeah. Yes. I don't know how feminine the white inside out is.
Dick in back.
Dick in back.
Oh, what's the one that I liked? The one porn star's name. Oh, God.
I don't know. There's a lot. They're online.
Oh, God. I forgot his name. I love his name.
It's ridiculous.
I go, they belong to the old company. I have no ownership of them. If I write anything like those, it will just be somebody else suing me. I have not felt this bad since the magnitude of the whole Agnes thing hit me.
Oh, wow.
Now, this combined with coming to terms with Richard's death, it's just too much. She goes, does that mean you have sold the ones we wrote already? Because I don't have any idea whatsoever about that.
Can you stop? He just poured his heart out. He got riled from switching from Agnes to Belinda and Dick El Dorado passing away. This was an emotional moment.
Yes.
And she goes, well, what's going on with the new scripts?
Yeah, I know.
Sold
those? Where's the money?
This should there was in a breath. The
You're
thing
right.
about it is, I mean, like I said last week, We're goofing on these people. We're ripping these people apart, these scammers. But let's say that you're some poor soul that's got an emotional connection. They don't give a damn. They don't give anything close to a damn.
Not even slightly.
That's the reality. And the reality is a lot of times when these victims find out that they've been scammed, they still love the scammer.
Yes.
Like, even that's part of that's the
but
next
it's,
level.
You know, it's funny in the context that we're doing. It's a comedy thing we're doing. We're stinging these guys. But it's just you do stop and think about the real people, the millions of real people this happens to all the time, how devastating is that they have to deal with this? You pour your heart out like that, and they don't even say, oh, well, gee whiz, or anything. They go, well, what about the news? How cold.
I know.
But a lot of these victims are so wrapped up, they're just trying to please.
Yeah, but they're so invested. They don't see the red flags.
Even in an an emotional state where you're very much in love, if somebody answered you like that, you'd be like, even if you were madly in love, you'd be like, well, hold on.
You're right. You're like, this is cold stuff.
That would jar you. I don't care how invested you are. That would jar you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's back to the money with you?
Like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? You know, so...
It's like, are you even listening to me?
Yeah.
Well, she is, just when I'm talking about money.
Uh-huh.
So I go, no, honey, I get nothing for them. It was part of the agreement to my release. This new company is just taking a flyer on me because in the world of porn, I'm a very unique writer.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Dixon. Dixon, that's the guy's name.
Dixon.
I love Dixon. That didn't sound right.
No, it sounded right.
Yes.
The white inside out.
Yes.
Remember, we're going to have sex in an oven, too.
This is a double bear show.
So I can.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
It works. Go on the alleyway.
So I go on. A lot of the porn, when they go for the laughs, it is cheesy and predictable. My work, for some reason, was held in a much higher regard.
Yes.
She goes, okay.
She's like, whatever, dude.
I'll go with her answer.
Yeah, okay.
I'll side with her on that.
I go, have you ever felt so cold inside that you could not warm yourself? Because I'm kind of chilled by this whole thing.
Sure.
Are you chilled by the whole thing? You're chilled by these answers.
By the answers.
How curt they are.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right.
By the answers that I'm missing my girl. I'm missing the person I was talking to.
Right, right.
I'm totally disgusted with this thing.
But besides that, I mean, like we just discussed, these answers are so curt after an emotional question.
So I ask, have you ever felt so cold inside that you could not warm yourself? She goes, yeah, considering the fact that it's our raining season here.
Pull your heart out, want to get a straight answer, so you get the almanac report.
Have an umbrella, stupid, walk it off. Have some galoshes and call it a day.
No, I really do think that was a misunderstanding, like chilled to the bone because of the rainy season.
They're so insensitive to the point that you lay out, how could you wear it to me like that, and you use a simile, and they tell you how the weather's been.
I know.
They're very literal.
Yes,
you know?
It is chilly outside. It's like, no. It is our rainy season.
I go, that's not what I mean, but okay. I go, this is not how I planned this. This is not how it was supposed to be. I never counted on your stubbornness. To me, it was just a matter of time, but I guess for you, time ran out. She goes, don't understand what you're saying. I go, I'm saying I knew if given just enough time, I could take care of you and Kasha. All the crazy and dangerous things I've been doing since January were for that. Now it just does not matter. I'm going to just sign whatever my wife wants and let her take all the money. I'm going to just go away.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Ding, ding, ding. Call the management.
But here's the deal. They've been laying it on the line with him, okay? He just laid it on the line with them. What I'm curious is the next couple of paragraphs, because to tell you the truth, I think they want him to go to hell anyway. You know, and I do.
I don't think this guy's a fan, Joe.
No, he's not.
I do. So, you know, with him going, fine, go to hell. You know, so, you know, we didn't want you around anyway. We were trying to get rid of you until Dick El Dorado killed himself, and we had to get all compassionate for about a day, but that's over.
Not even.
Yeah. It's like, look, Devin.
I missed compassion. Where was that in this show? Yeah. Did I miss a show?
Yeah. Look, fake Devin, get to stepping. Yeah. We're sick of your shenanigans.
So she goes, you don't have to do that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yes, Joe, it's right here. You have to do what you think is right, and if you think that's the right thing to do, then I think you should go ahead. But why are you going
to go to hell, all right.
But why are you going to do this all of a sudden? How much time do you think you need?
Oh, how long before I get the money?
They're rehooked. This person tried to break up with me a few days ago.
I know.
They are rehooked. They are reengaged.
Yeah. You were gone.
Yeah.
Gone. You were gone. And I even said, I go, you got one hell of a job because you got to get re-earned their trust. You know, and you know, like I said, you know, you said, well, you don't think I'll do it. I go, never said that. I go, you're going to have to work like hell to do it.
I think I have.
I think, yeah.
So I go, baby, I just needed to tell you what's been going on, but I can't do it in the methods we usually communicate. If when we see each other on Skype, I can and I will. Let's just say that you, my dear, were my motivation. I did not care what happened to me. I just wanted to spend one night holding you and maybe stealing a kiss. One night basking in your beautiful smile in person. One night feeling your breath as you spoke to me. One night. I've done a lot of things to make that happen, but now it will not. So really none of this matters. I do not care about what is pending in Ghana. I do not care what my personal future is.
All right, one night, reaching into my back pocket, taking my wallet.
Handing it over to you just before I pound you in the ass.
Wait, what? I'm hitting them with the emotion again, though.
Yeah, you are.
She goes, I understand. But the situation is seriously out of my hands right now.
Huh.
I go, I'm not blaming you. I just hope you know how much I love you. I hope you might know my intentions were pure. I hope you know I would have done anything for you. And in a lot of ways, I've done things I never thought I was capable of. Love is powerful that way.
I'm sorry.
What?
My fake love is so strong.
She goes, I get you. And I understand you perfectly. I always wish all the financial problems would go away so we can have the peace of mind to be together. Uh-huh. But it seems only a miracle can salvage this situation.
If only my financial problems would just disappear. What do you suggest we do?
Well, fortunately, I have suggestions.
Of course you do.
I most certainly do.
Oh, God.
I go, a miracle? Or Mavis? or a job typing, or a phone call to the landlord, or just a little more time. So, like, all options I gave her last
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She goes, can you still get me that typing job? That is the only realistic option.
What?
That was unexpected. Joe was blown away by this. Joe did not see that coming at all.
Can you still get me that typing job?
That's funny. That's funny. Because, you know, we've been laughing that yeah. you want money, and the dumbbell over here was coming up with a job fair. And they're like, you must be furious. And I'm like, he can go to hell. I wonder if that job, what did that job pay, though?
Yeah.
When he types next time, find out if that job is still open.
Yeah, it's like,
but originally, they didn't want that job.
No, no. They want it. It must be slower in Scammerville.
It's we could only hope.
No, it's like, you know, it's like when you're tied on cash and some guy has some shit job. Nah, man, I don't want to do that. And then you're sitting going over your bills. Oh, yeah, man. It's
couple
dope.
Months
hey,
later.
Look, man, I'll pick me up on Sunday with the truck, man. I'll pick up a couple of sections.
I'm ready to fluff. Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Joe, I'm ready to fluff.
Yeah.
my texting bills have gotten outrageous. I need to pay for a bigger data plan, so fluffing's what I have to do. I will. Somebody needs a watch, and I got to earn some money, so it only seems fair I would get my wrist into it.
That's like me with the fence business, you know? It's like if I times get to... All right, man. I could do about. All right, pick me up with the truck. We'll throw about 10 sections, 15 sections. I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay, fine. We have a lot of vet bills. The butt's healed. I'll go.
Last resort. All right.
So I go. I can see if it's still available. I can't get you the job, but I can look and possibly set up an interview for you. She goes, "Okay, let's do it."
Wow, this is a new tactic.
That was putting people to work.
Yeah,
that's what I do best.
Not just us.
Should run for the office.
I should.
Yeah.
Why, you just vote against me.
Yeah, he's got his own WP egg going.
Building
walls.
Come on and tell when you see the debate, you just see his behind a podium. See, that was stupid. And then you go, then you see my podium, then moron.
Joe will be running on the moron platform.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a barrel on the stage. I'll be in there.
Yeah, you'll be the moderator in the barrel.
Where she belongs. So I go on, okay, sweetie, just give me a second. I will try and find the information. She goes, okay. I go, I found this. Sales job, working from home, work flexible hours, part-time. Life Bushido is a virtual business providing virtual assistance to realtors and entrepreneurs. Call realtors during business hours to sell virtual assistant service and set up appointments. Dial from home. Warm calling. Please go to lifebushido.com to apply and for any additional information, location, work from home, compensation, gives the website. This is a part-time job. Okay to highlight this job opening for persons with disabilities. Principals only. Recruiters, please do not contact this job poster. Please no phone calls about this job. Please do not contact job poster about other services, products, or commercial interests. Jobs, Life Bushido. Life Bushido is building a global network of people working part-time from home with flexible hours using their unique talents.
See, now that for a scammer, that's a great job.
I think so.
I mean, think about it, okay? Right between emails and stuff like that, you make some phone calls.
Yeah.
And that's a great gig. No wonder they're interested.
Yeah.
Well, I just sent it to her. I'm helping. I'm a helper.
You actually are. Yes. I'll be damned. I'd give you, I thank you. You know what? If I was a scammer, and I'd call.
Actually, you know what? This is pretty, putting them along on the rehabilitation route without even trying. It's like, look, I'm trying to get you a legit job instead of busting people's
balls. Let me tell you something.
Balls,
if I'm a scammer, right? My scammer boss, what are you doing? I'm going to go on this website and stuff like that. Why you do that? You know why? Look at this. This is right up our... I get everybody in the little the hut in this. We could add 20% of the margin at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And a matter of fact, I should get a 10% raise at review for thinking of this shit. Or I'll throw dumbbell $5 or whatever. I don't
know. They're sending me money.
Yeah. Finder's fee.
It's a damn good idea.
Yeah, I like it.
By the way, at some point, I will be interviewing an anti-scammer who scams gamers back, who actually got them to send gifts and prizes and money. That will come up.
That's incredible.
I talked to this person about it, and I said, all right, I want to interview you at some point during this segment.
Yes.
We'll do that at some point. So it's just funny. She goes, how realistic is this job? Because I will be sacrificing a lot just to do this.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You have to pay calls.
Yeah.
I go, what will you be sacrificing? You can work from home and earn money. She goes, that is if I have a computer. And how do I even apply? They are asking for credit card and some other stuff, which I don't have.
Yeah, but you're liars. You'll figure it out.
Sure. I'm sure you have some stolen numbers somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
I go,
you
know,
love to say that. You're liars. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, we never thought of that. Yeah, you got a point.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thanks.
I go, you would need to apply from a family member's computer or the cafe. And what are the credit card they are asking for? I go, sometimes when you apply, they overlook some requirements. You are charming and smart. That counts for a lot. I have no idea. Why do they say they need that? She goes, it didn't say. The computer does consider it looks for, or
these people trustworthy.
Yeah. It's like Gavin, am I getting scammed?
Oh, you don't say.
Are they trustworthy? No, not for not. We are scammers, but you know, even we won't.
Here's what's going on. Yeah, I'll go on these scamming sites where other scammers frequent and that they share information, which I've read on the show before.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Sometimes the other scammers get like all pissed off. They go, no, don't go to this one. This guy's a scammer. They scam each other.
Assholes.
Hey, there's no honor among thieves.
No, but they think they should be. It's hilarious.
They're screwing each other.
Yeah, it's awesome. I go, I know, but I'm sure there will be at the very... she goes, it didn't say the computer does consider looks or smartness, you know. I go, I know, but I'm sure there will be at the very least a phone interview, if not something in person with a local recruiter. She goes, it says no phone calls. I go, initially, it's a phone-based business. I am sure there will be some type of verbal contact after the initial application process.
You know what you are? You're that little bird that walks on top of the alligator. You ever see, like, the alligator pit? And it just alligators with their heads going, you know? And it's David just walking on the little plover that's walking on top of the alligators.
Yep. Da-da-da,
he knows the bird.
Like, yeah, we get it. All right, yeah.
Funny. She goes, I don't have the requirements for this process. I would love to do this, even if I could get something small. But it seems it's not very realistic. I go, okay, doll. The other job I could email them for, but it is gone. This I can't. You need access to a computer. I know you just need a chance. How close are you to the hotels and restaurants in Accra?
Need a chance. You poor thing, we're just trying to help.
Sure. She goes, the hotels and restaurants are in the heart of Accra, and I'm a couple of miles away from there. But I could not, but I could go if it's good. I go, I think you should approach the hotels about a job cleaning or working in the kitchen. In the kitchen, you could start at the bottom and work your way up. You always tell me what a good cook you are. So, same for the restaurants. Places like that are always looking.
Food service is a steady thing. You know,
sure,
if you're in
it
the
is.
Right place, everybody's
I'm
gotta eat.
Just trying to help, Joe.
Yeah.
I understand that.
She goes, I found the one in the heart of Accra, but the pay was too small, but it can't...
Yeah.
Two Brahma bullshits going at it.
That's funny how curt she is. Well, I did go. You know, Jesus Christ. You know, what do you want to pay me? I got another joint. You know.
I found in the heart of Accra, but the pay was too small that it can't be used to pay for my cab fare for a month. I go, no, that won't work at all.
No.
I go, where do you live exactly? What's the town called?
You know what's funny?
What's the street address?
I feel a kind of compassion for him, like when you have a friend that loses a job. Well, why don't you try this place, man? I hear the high, you're pulling for him.
Yeah.
It's funny, kind of funny.
No, it's exactly like that. Yeah, it's like, oh, I heard about this. Why don't you
try
that?
Those guys, man. I think they'll, you know.
Do you think about doing this kind of work?
Yeah,
you know,
I know a guy. You know, he mentioned at the shop that he's looking for a guy. Yeah, you're kind of pulling like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
She goes, what's that got to do with anything? I go, because I want to wait in the bushes and hack you to pieces. I go, are you freaking kidding me?
What's that got to do with it?
She goes, where I live doesn't matter. I don't think I can even do this. Let's forget about it. I want to focus on my dressmaking. Thanks anyway, but let's forget about it.
Oh, God. That was a short foray into the jobs fair.
They just gave up on the job market. That doesn't reflect in the unemployment, does it, Joe?
No.
I go, it matters so I can look for jobs near you. You want to focus on dressmaking, but you won't take a job sewing. You have no job, so you're going to lose your phone for now and probably your house in due time. And you're going to lose your boyfriend. How does any of this make any sense? I can't be the only one doing things they do not wish to do in order for you to have the life you want.
Oh, snap! Oh, wow. That's good.
You know, it's amazing how... The 3 weeks ago, he was on the ropes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And he was and he
baby,
was getting,
baby, please, baby, baby,
he
please.
Was getting the book thrown at him, the riot act read to him. And meanwhile, right now, they get a lecture.
I know.
Within 3 weeks, you better get your... You're scolding them.
Look here, Missy, I can't be the only one trying to work for our success.
Like it's
true, though!
But it's actually real. That's very real.
This is a lazy bitch.
But the last time I heard scolding like this is usually 9:33 every Tuesday after the show.
I haven't scolded you in quite some time, and we're still usually on the air at that time.
9:33.
So I go, I can't be the only one doing things that do not... that they do not wish in order for you to have the life you want. She goes, how did the sewing company I told you about go? The one you promised to try and enroll me in. How did that go? All you has tried to help me with is good, but they are not realistic jobs options. Mm-hmm. I gave you one that you could help me with, but I guess it was never an option in the first place. I go, the school? I go, I never had a chance to contact them because you started treating me like shit. And I completely lost track of it. They still don't really know who they're dealing with, do they?
No, not a clue.
But touche on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, you were pretty poor. You know what? I'm going to go to hell. And then you go, well, when are you? Because you treat me. Yeah, go to hell.
Hey, you treat me like shit. I didn't have time to research your options.
She goes, I guess you can try now.
Well, we're all palsy lately.
Gee, I guess I can.
It's been a day.
Yeah.
I go, I can, but that does not take care of your rent situation. That is what we have to handle first. She goes, I'm going to sell a phone to take care of that. If you also take care of that, everything will be fine. I will get a job through that and get a new phone really quickly. I go get the job first so I know that that is taken care of. Then I'll contact the school on your behalf. I'll need your transcripts from the school, from the first school you attended. I can't contact anybody, for you have no phone for them to reach you. They will need to talk to you.
You're not kidding. You asked for the transcripts?
I most certainly did.
I need a
transcript. You know what he's like? He's like, I know this is bullshit, and I'm scamming them, and they're scammers, and this is a show, but I still have a reputation.
I still have to call the registrar, and I don't want to go empty-handed.
You want a guy you recommend to do one of my shows, and I still want a tape.
Yeah. Well, when I'm going to speak to the bursar, how long are you going to be paying for this?
Listen, I just want to see what they come up with.
Oh, I know. Great.
They will need to talk to you. On a different note, I can tell. Can I tell you how much I fucking hate staring at an empty avatar on Facebook instead of your face?
Oh,
she became a ghost avatar. She took her face down. So you know how, like, when Facebook, when somebody like,
oh, that's wrong.
She goes, they don't have to talk to me. You just have to pay on my behalf. How nice. And I start. No transcripts or phone calls are needed.
Oh, really?
I don't have money to go to the cafe to upload new ones, and that's the truth. As I'm now going to the cafe is out of the question. I go, so why the hell did you take them down if you knew you would not replace them? She goes, because you were not talking to me, and I thought you didn't want me anymore. I go, that's a lie. You started taking them down before that. You continued taking them down after we spoke.
Oh.
She goes, it's not a lie. I go, it is.
Are you dealing with the husband right now? I don't think you're dealing with the husband right now.
Oh, I think I'm dealing with the husband.
Really? He's been a lot. He's been a...
Yeah.
You know what, though? He's been a lot more curt, could care less about you.
So you think I'm dealing... cut and dry. You think I'm dealing with her and she's told up and he's like... He's lawyered her up and says, somebody listen, this is the protocol, stupid.
Yeah,
somebody had to take a leak. You know, I get a funny feeling the old man...
So you think this whole conversation is with with Belinda?
I think it might be back to Belinda.
It is hard to get a read on this one.
It is.
Because the problem is, I mean, listen to what you just read. If it was the guy, oh, well, see you around. If you don't like it, what can I tell you?
Yeah, but she still has her marching orders either way now. So it's the girl with marching orders, you think?
Yeah.
But the picture started coming down under his watch.
Right, but I think that now... listen to the squealing. Well, no, I didn't. No, it was only this. He'd be like, oh, yeah, but whatever.
I don't think it could be somebody else because they know a lot.
Yeah.
Right, so keep it in that realm of her and him.
I think it's her.
Keep it between her and him.
All right, so maybe it's her.
So switch it back. I get a funny feeling.
What do you guys in the chat think? Who's he talking to?
For right now. Yeah, right at this moment.
He's talking to us, stupid. So I continue. I go, it is. You started dismantling it when everything was still okay. You continued as I was trying to work on things with you. Every morning I would wake up and see your beautiful smile. It would give me the motivation to do what I need to do throughout the day. And now you just took it all from me. She goes, I didn't think you appreciated me that much.
See, this is a girl.
I go, starting a new life with you and walking away from my old is not appreciation. I go, telling you how much I love you is not appreciation. Sleepless nights worried about your friends and family is not appreciation.
Oh.
She goes, we've been going back and forth on this matter and has not gotten us anywhere. I wonder why we are still talking about it. I go, doing things I never thought I would be involved with and knowing blood is on my hands is not appreciation. She goes, to tell you the truth, those things don't really matter in my life as of now.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Step back,
read
bitch.
Read that line.
What?
To tell you the truth, those things doesn't really matter in my life as of now. Still think I'm talking to the dame?
Guy. Sorry. You're right. It's the guy. Damn.
But
that's
why is
cold.
He detaining you so much?
I don't know.
He wasn't doing that. Was he doing that a couple of weeks ago?
No.
It was a couple of weeks ago in the show, a couple of days ago in real time.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, so a couple of days ago. It just seems odd that he's cut and dry now, but he really wasn't entertaining you at all a couple of days ago.
But then again, I have thrown out the thing. I just need a little bit more time.
Yeah, but you want to know something? You want to know something? It was, you needed the, all right, you got, but not much, and there's a very small window, okay?
Yeah.
It's a longer window right now. The Dick El Dorado thing, I think, opened the window a little bit more, but there seems to be a little bit more patience than there
and
was
it does.
2 days.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Maybe the guy thinks I'm fascinating now, too.
You charming, both sexes.
I certainly am.
That could be the case.
So I go, what things do not matter? She goes, the most important things in my life as of now is feeding my daughter, putting food on the table, and getting a job to do all the other things are secondary. I go, where am I on your list? Number 87? She goes, you want the truth? I go, always. She goes, number 3. I go, fine. I remember a time when you told me I was number 1. At least you're honest. She goes, I always am. I go, well, that's not true.
I always am.
It's the guy, but he likes you. I'm not going for the joke. I think he was intriguing him.
I go, well, that's not true, but you really not, don't want to go down that road. She goes, if you want to keep accusing me of my shortcomings, that's fine. I go, I do not, which is why we are not discussing it. Get the job so I know what hours you are working, then I will contact the school. Your transcripts do matter because you've completed some schooling already. She goes, I didn't complete. Forget about it. I will manage. Let's talk about you. What has been going on with you lately? Enough about me.
Wow.
They've had enough of that. They are flustered.
Yes.
This is, you can hear the shovels clinging against each other. This is good shovel to shovel action here.
Yeah. Lisa says, if this really is a woman, she is a heartless bitch.
No, Lee, I think it's the guy now. But boy, you got to agree, Lisa, this is good shovel to shovel action right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Well, I think they've thrown up their hands going, enough!
Enough! Let's talk about you for a while. I can't take it.
Get the big shovel. Clang, 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 clang. You know, just see horse shit flying all over the place. Shovels hitting each other.
It's like the best duel ever.
Yeah. Yes.
I go, you are maddening. You want my help in that, and then every time
I'm... You're maddening.
Yeah.
You're a federal case.
I go, you want my help, and then every time I'm about to do just that, you're like, forget it. Me. Let's see. My friend is dead. I'm about to lose contact with my girlfriend. I can't find a divorce lawyer that is willing to deal with me because I am known as a, quote, wild card flake.
That's really funny.
And I can no longer write porn without my girl who is walking out of my life. I'm just dandy.
That sums it up.
Yeah, you know what? That kind of conversation just sounds like every time somebody's like trying to break off with you and be like, friends. So, are you okay? Am I okay? Am I okay?
You want to know something? I have a good buddy, my friend Frank, and Frank and I have been friends since literally kindergarten. Mm. And Frank's been going through some stuff, so he kind of disappeared off the map.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I get a Facebook message, and it's like, Blankfoot, what have you been doing? So I go, blah, 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 and how was your day?
Yeah! And he's like, oh, snap.
Yeah, I blah, blah, but you guys know the backstory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We know what blah, blah, blah was.
Forget I asked.
Yeah, really. There's a lot of, oh, wow, oh, blah, blah, you've been through a lot.
So she goes, to tell you the truth, your options are not very realistic. The help you are offering is not realistic at all. I go, and how's that? She goes, that's the truth. You tell me. I go, for everybody else I know, working hard in order to make money is what we do, even if we hate the job. Only you, is it not feasible?
Yeah, really.
Like,
really?
This is so not... And remember, I hate my wife. If you remember the backstory, I hate my wife because she's all about the money and doesn't want to work and earn money.
Yeah, and that's, and so any smell of that off of her just infuriates you.
Yeah.
By the way, Lisa says, it's all rainbows and kittens for fake Davin.
Sure, it's always rainbows and kittens for fake Davin.
Yes.
She goes, okay. I hear. Let's forget about this. It was nice of you trying to help. I go. If you think there's something I can do for you that I'm not, please let me know. What do you want me to do? A bunch of question marks. She goes, it's okay. I think I'll manage on my own. Thanks anyway. I go, you want my help? You don't want my help? You love me? You hate me? You want to be with me? You don't want to be with me? Are you trying to make me drink more than I usually do?
Wait a second. Did that just come out of you? I thought Joe was speaking for a moment.
Yeah. And when it came out of you, did it come out of a sarcastic way?
No, I'm relaxed, baby.
You read it in a sarcastic sort of way, but, you know, like... You stated in a relapse sort of.
Are you trying to make me drink more than I usually do?
Right. Yeah, that's how.
She goes, that's not it, but I think it's okay. Let's forget about it before it turns into something else. I go, fine, pick a topic and we'll talk about it. What?
Well, you know, when my roommate who went insane was...
That's a story for another time.
That is a long story.
Yeah, we're going to go a while.
Wow. No.
9:30 at night story. This is a...
Sorry, Joe. It's 9:34. I forgot to berate you.
Oh, okay. Let the berating begin. Yeah,
this is a 6:35 story.
No. But when that started to happen, and we were in a place where I don't know why she was just like... We couldn't even make small talk because she was like, oh, I'm so nervous and everything. I can't make small talk. All I can talk about is the issues between us. And I'm like, I am in hell. But it's sort of like what exactly how maddening this conversation sounds. I can't talk about it. It's like, what do you want to talk about? I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Well, I can't. Well, this is a time bomb. That's a time bomb. Well.
Let's see what I come up with.
Okay.
I go, fine. Pick a topic and we'll talk about that. Tell me, how are my Red Sox coming along?
Yeah, really. Really, she seems to have a lot of time on her hands.
It's May, June. I don't think I need a Joe.
Around now.
Yeah, but she's got a lot of time on unemployed hands. Where are those damn socks already?
She goes, I have to buy the material before I start sewing. And apparently I can't get it, so how do you think it's coming along?
Wow.
And return volley.
This is good shovel to shovel action.
This is really good.
I'll tell you.
She goes, I have to go. See you later. Goodbye. I go, why are you leaving all of a sudden? She goes, if you forgot, it takes airtime for me to talk to you, and apparently I don't have enough of it.
Stupid.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That was like, in English grammar, that's stupid implied.
Yes. It's stupid understood. The stupid is silent.
No, it never is here.
No. I go, okay, but don't make it sound like I'm not fully aware of your situation. That is the furthest thing from the truth. If you want me out of your life, say goodbye. If you want me in your life, say I love you and we will talk soon. She goes, it doesn't matter whether or not I want you in my life. I think everything is obvious. I go, nothing's obvious to me. She goes, see you later.
Oh!
I go, that was neither. I go, what is so obvious I am missing, Belinda? How do we make this work for you? Every suggestion I have given you is not feasible to you. Clearly you have something in mind that I'm not seeing. And what is obvious? Sometimes I miss the obvious. It's a character flaw. So please explain. And scene.
Oh! You know what? I just wish she would just... break down and type out the dollar signs.
Or just type and take the job.
Yeah.
But I mean, can you imagine dating somebody like this? Like, this is the laziest piece of garbage this character has become that they've created.
So infuriating.
Yeah.
Every suggestion you come up with, nope, but I'm going to lose everything soon.
We forgot this, scammers.
No. But we're saying if you were to really date this person, if I was smitten with this person.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden this person's doing this. But if you're really in love with them, you go, all right, you know what, I'm just going to send them the money.
I'm just going to throw money at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw money at it.
It'll just be easier to give them the money.
Yep.
They'll get back on their feet, everything will be okay,
until the
next emergency they come up with.
But. And then, Lord, she was lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, as soon as you get with the money, it's like, oh, okay, now I don't have any problems, and she literally said it, if only I had the funds, then we wouldn't have any problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I'll be nice to you again if we cough up some dough.
It was certain a tete-a-tete, wasn't it?
Yeah. Damn! Good shovel-on-shovel action.
Great shovel-to-shovel action.
I'm gonna put that as the description of this segment. Shovel-to-shovel action.
Shovel-to-shovel action. The bullshit was flying.
Yeah,
I
think it's
it.
The guy.
It is the guy.
Yeah, it's the guy.
Yeah, I mean, if
you were wooed because they weren't a complete douche.
I was. Yes, I. They had a moment of humanity, and then it was right back
which
to where
they didn't have 2 days ago.
Right.
There was,
right.
It was no, far from it 2 days ago.
Clearly, I'm manipulating these people.
Mm-hmm.
I am manipulating that, and I've also telling you, I'll walk away. We don't need this.
No. I know exactly, but the thing is, that it's still fascinating how long they're hanging on without actually have gotten $1.
Listen, they're 10 months in, man. They got to get something out
but
of this.
But you want to know it's something? Crazy. 2 days ago, they were the contention. Enough's enough.
Yeah,
enough's
they're ready enough. To go.
You know, we had a discussion that this guy is playing hardball. He probably hit the roof and said, "I've had enough of this guy. I want money out of this guy in a couple of days, or we cut loose. We cut all losses from him." And when this was going on, I said, you got to work, and you got to work like hell. You got your work cut out for you, and you wound up buttering him up. You still got problems.
Yeah. There's issues in this relationship.
But
we're star-crossed lovers.
But you have loosened them up just a skosh. Just this little bitty skosh.
Yeah.
It's not the fun I had talking to Belinda, though.
I'm not far
this
from
is
it.
Exhausting.
Far from it. I mean, like I said, it's good shovel-to-shovel action, because they have no time for you. They don't have no time for your nonsense, and you don't have time for their nonsense.
Which I think throws them, because they're playing the game to send the money.
Yeah.
But what intrigues me is they're still playing the game.
Yeah.
Yep. They're still all in. Like, this is going to be a good payday when it finally comes through.
Yeah.
We'll just keep at him for a little while longer. It's like you like to say, they have no idea what they're dealing with here.
No, they have
none.
No idea.
None.
Tis a beautiful thing.
No, but what even more than the not getting a job is the if this was a real person that you were dating, the infuriating part that you're laying out your heart and saying, I have to do all these things to keep our relationship going. I've been through this trial and tribulation and that one. I lost a friend. Blah blah blah. And they're like, yeah. Where's the money? Brutal.
You know, you wonder, are they off their game, or do they know what they're doing? This is how they wind up getting the squeeze.
Yeah.
You wonder what exactly is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're getting to the point now where I said, well, what do you need?
Yeah.
But it was interesting how they were interested and intrigued by that job for half a second.
I know. That was bizarre. Joe, wasn't that bizarre?
It was bizarre in the fact, if you think of it in real terms, if they're looking to make money, okay? And the way Javin described the job, it's the perfect job for them, where they could make phone calls between doing scams. And like I said, if the boss came, what are you doing? I'm looking at what is this all? Read it. And I'm like, why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting time? We can make 20% on the margin in the fourth quarter of the year. That's how.
No,
we should have at least two other guys that we should call. They might be scam. Well, yeah, we know that, and so will we, but what the hell? But we call them, you know. I think they're looking at it as a way to make money. It's a good opportunity.
But it wasn't the phone calling job. It was the typing job that they were all like, oh, wait, did you get me that typing job?
We type all day.
Not well.
Right up my alley.
$2 a page.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the overhead.
Sorry, I have to go. I lost crack of time.
Yeah. I lost crack.
That margin looked pretty nice on the PowerPoint at the end of the quarter.
It sure would.
So maybe we'll type, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we are for tonight. Another, you awesome. Guys like?
Yes, like.
Shovel to shovel action.
Yes, I like
shovel
that.
Shovel to shovel action.
All right. Let's thank some folks for making this happen. Family martial arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or go to familymartialartsgoshen.com. And you can hang out with me. So that's a winning combination. What did I say to you in the parking lot? Somebody's like, was talking about being intimidating. And go, I watch a lot of karate. I know.
He goes, I'm intimidating. He goes, I take my daughter to karate. I'm not intimidated.
I've watched a lot of karate.
I've watched a lot of karate.
The way he phrased it, he forgot. But the way he phrased it, I pissed myself. It was great.
Francesco's. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. That'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers or corporate functions. It's a great room. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner. They're at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or call them at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And our next comedy show at Francesco's is November 14th, starring Dennis Ross. As I said before, the last show sold out very quickly. They turned away a bunch of people.
Wow.
So you want to reserve early. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York. Brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Unless you freeze a Goldberg's bagel, which I do. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Delis offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which offends some, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket smothered in a homemade gravy because it's too close to the proximity. That's why.
Yes.
Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, fresh and dressing, and sauerkraut, which
Trucker Tom was spitting outside of his nose earlier in the show. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out or order in, or have them cater your special event. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue, Chester, New York, or call them 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, as always, you're a veteran or a fan of our show, you get 10% off. Of course, Side-Splitting Productions for your entertainment needs, comedians, characters, murder mysteries, karaoke, whatever you need. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, or go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Joseph, what do you got this week?
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club on Sunday at Governor's Comedy Club, Levittown, Long Island. I will be having shows on Saturday and Friday. I haven't posted them yet, so please go to Joe Curry, my Joe Curry Facebook page, or Joe Curry Nation, and those gigs will be posted tomorrow.
Pip?
This is a little bit in advance, but you want to start making your Halloween plans in advance anyway. Johnny and the Alimonies are going to be playing at the Pie Man in Valley Cottage, New York on Route 303. That's going to be Saturday, November 1st. It's going to be a Halloween party, so come and join them.
Thursday, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York. It's going to star Joseph Anthony, Kevin Israel, and Gene Triffalo. That show's usually sold out, too. Mm. That place is packed to the gills. For info, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. It looks like we're going to take next week off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way we're leaning towards right now, unless something changes, and I'll post it on Facebook if it does. But it looks like we're going to take next week off, which would make our next show November 4th, mm-hmm. which is actually the real day of my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Ah.
So I'll be in my basement on my 40th birthday with you people.
With us.
So.
Nice. Sorry.
But don't give me the one. I don't want Pip to make one because it knocked out Kumia for a month. The last cake she made. Buy something. Go to ShopRite.
I make good cake.
I bet you do, but I don't know.
That wasn't particularly bubonic, but I have a feeling it ended up in the trash.
Would you like an extra layer of Ebola?
With our favorite, our famous Ebola spreading.
Yeah, so you guys should hang out with me on my birthday.
Yeah, definitely.
So thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
As always, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. We'll see you.
Good night.